Good afternoon and welcome to Forest FM and the Eurovision Showcase. I am your host, Kieran Aritasius, and I'm with you till 6 p.m. playing you music from the world's greatest singing competition.
This is Jamala. I'm a singer from Ukraine.
Hello, this is Tiana from Serbia.
Hello, this is Magnus Carlsson from Sweden, and you're listening to the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM.
That's Denmark's Eurovision entry in 1981 from Debbie Cameron and the incredible late great Tommy Seebach. Oh, what a great song to start the show off, don't you think? I think it was, and I do hope you enjoyed it. I mean, that song came 11th with 41 points. Don't you think it deserved better in 1981? I think at least in the top three, personally. Miles better than many of the songs in the top 10. Love that song so much in Danish and in English. But Krølle eller ej means straight or curly hair. And we've heard the English version on this show many a time. And I do hope that you've enjoyed this Danish version to start the show off. Well, you are welcome to the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I am your host, Kieran Aritasiat. You can follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. You can also like our Facebook page, which is called the Eurovision Showcase. Or you can type into your web title, well, the web address, the top, the URL is facebook.com/ESC Showcase. Of course, you can email us, which is escshowcase@gmail.com. And if you've missed any of our previous shows, then you can download them from your podcast app, whichever you'd like to use. Or just download them, put them on your MP3 player if you like, and head over to our website, escshowcase.podbean.com. And it would be nice to know that you're there listening into the to the shows, of course. And you can get your requests in as well, like our resident requester each week mostly, is Robert Wallström in Gothenburg, Sweden. Now, Robert listens to the show on the following day, so he listens to our podcast version of this amazing radio show, don't you think? And Robert has given me a song from the Belgian national final in 1996. And to keep the momentum going on, we got an up-tempo song from a gentleman called Enzo. And the song is sung in Dutch, of course, because the Walloon... No, it's not the Walloon. The Flemish part. Oh, my goodness me. The Flemish part of Belgium, who speak Dutch, were picking their songs, the Belgian song, in 1996. And the song is called Mooi, which means beautiful in Dutch. Yes, Mooi means beautiful in Dutch. So if you go to Amsterdam, or you go to Antwerp or Ghent, go Mooi. Yeah, there you go. So there you are. So let's hear Mooi from Enzo. That came third in the Belgian national final in 1996. This is an awesome 90s tune.
Mooi, mooi, jij bent zo mooi, jij bent mooi, mooi, make it right. Let's make them hips rolling like speed of light. Let go of the controlling. Don't be shy, nothing to deny.
From Melody Festival in 2017, the song Up. And my goodness me, that always gets me in a mood and a very summery feel, especially as we've had quite a good weather. Well, we've had quite good weather for the weekend, of course. Oh dear, it's been a long week, guys. I don't know if any of you know, but I work in a bus travel shop in Southampton, and my goodness me, we have been so crazy busy this past week. So today on Sunday is my only day off of the weekend. I just want to relax. Oh, I want to relax. I just want to have a nice cold cider. Please drink responsibly, everyone, and just relax. That's what it's all about. Now, I just got to pre-warn you, of course, now that for the next 3 weeks, we're having special shows. So we're going to be showcasing the best of a country at the Eurovision Song Contest. So next week, we will have the special of Estonia. And the following couple of weeks, we're going to have something different. Because, in all honesty, I'm heading off on holiday to the United States of America. Yes, I am going on a driving holiday. So if you would like to follow me on Instagram at KieranUT, and my Twitter handle, my personal Twitter handle is at Kieran, CIARANUT. You follow me on there. Or just go to ESC Showcase on Twitter and you can get the link from there to my personal page. Okay, right, now let's move swiftly on with the rest of the show. And I next want to play you a song which I think is completely underrated from this year's contest. And personally, I'm not a big fan of Azerbaijan at the Eurovision Song Contest, but this year I really thought that they deserved to qualify. I thought this was a really good tune, and I'm still singing it in the car and singing it and humming it all the time. Here is Azerbaijan 2018, Aizul with Cross My Heart.
I can hear you when I wake, I can see you when I dream. I can feel you when I break, as you hold me, as you be. Every night you fill the sky with new revelations. Misty moon on your loom, let's rock the nation. Heaven knows we are made perfect, we are tamed by the stars. Once we say
I'm strong. secret voice. If you think that you don't count, let me prove you different now. Heaven knows we are made perfect. We are tailored by the stars. Once we set our mind, we become divine. Take my hand.
You're listening to Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. And this is my song called Skeletons. Enjoy!
Standing in the mirror lane, wondering what to do. Another thing gravity's got not hold of me. I never dreamed that this could be happening, not to me. But there it came, falling down, falling so hard to start believing. Daydreams, amazed by thorn jeans, deep into high extremes. When I'm with him, it's fantasy. We're just like alchemy. Oh, I feel ready. I'm a skeleton.
Dehaj with Skeletons here on the Eurovision Showcase, Azerbaijan 2017, coming 14th. Wow, some two great Azerbaijani entries, and they're not particularly my favourite country. No, I could live without them at the Eurovision Song Contest, I must admit. And I don't really care for their winner in 2011. I'm far, far from it. Right, now let's have this. Rob's Random Request. So yes, it's time for Rob's Random Request, and this is a part of the show where my husband, Rob Arritutia, gets the two hats out. We've got bits of paper in both of those hats, and in one hat it has little bits of paper with years on. We have, and in the other hat we've got little bits of paper with countries on. We then glue one out of each, and we play that Eurovision song here on the Eurovision Showcase, absolutely at random. So Rob's first hat, we're gonna go with years. Okay, so Rob's got, oh, mind the mic. Okay. Right, that's 2013. Okay, right. That's cool. That was in Malmö, Sweden, in the Malmö Arena. And Denmark won that year. And the next country... Oh, the country we're doing is... Oh, Switzerland! Switzerland 2013, failing to qualify out of one of the semi-finals in 13th place with 41 points. It's not an absolute slap in the face. But the Swiss entry was from a group called Takasa with You and Me. Yes, You and Me. Now the interesting thing is that the group was originally called Hazami, but the European Broadcasting Union announced that Hazami will have to change the band name and uniforms from the Eurovision Song Contest. Now, Hazami are a German title of a Christian domination charitable organization, basically the Salvation Army. And the rules of the contest forbid promotion of political and religious content. So on the 14th of March 2013, the band changed their name to Takasa. Okay, I don't know if Takasar really particularly means anything, but the German national final was held on, what day was it? Oh yes, on the 15th of December 2012. Yes. So in the second semi-final, as I say, Switzerland didn't qualify, but in the second semi-final, they got 10 points from France, 6 points from Finland and Hungary, 5 points from Iceland, 3 points from Germany and Norway, 2 points from Albania and Armenia and Malta, and 1 point from Germany and Bulgaria, respectively. Yeah, so Switzerland failed to qualify. But in the grand final, gave 8 points to Norway, which was Margaret Berger with I Feed You My Love, 10 points to the Icelandic entry from Eldur Ingi and Jægarlíð, and the third and the 12 points from Switzerland went to Hungary. Ah, that was from the semi-finals, sorry. The semi-finals was Kelvishem, wasn't it, from By Alex. In the grand final, they gave 8 points to Greece, 10 to Hungary, and 12 points to Italy. There was Marco Mingonzi with L'Essenziale. There we are. So, now let's hear Switzerland 2013. Here is Takasa with You and Me.
When the times are getting rough, gold and silver turn to dust. People build their barricades out of jealousy. Never, ever, ever separate. Ah,
Takasa with You and Me, this week's Rob's Round of Requests, Switzerland 2013. Now I'm going to play you a really hilarious song from Switzerland in a little bit. But first up, we'll play the UK entry from 2013. Does anybody remember who that is? I hear you cry. Yes, it is. It's Bonnie Tyler with Believe in Me.
Say you don't believe in signs from up above, and you laugh at the thought of putting your faith in stuff like love. You never see the rainbow, you just curse the rain. You say you wanna believe, but it's just not worth the pain today. Well, that's all. That's how you want it to be. But if you're feeling alone and afraid and you can't breathe, believe in me. Yeah. Believe in me. Yeah. Believe in the way I look at you. And the minutes of the days of your life go crawling by.
Bonnie Tyler, Believe in Me, the United Kingdom entry in 2013, coming 19th. Well, I thought for a Eurovision competition song, you know, of course, that won't stand out at all. And no wonder it fell flat on his face. And I think Bonnie really sort of struggled with the song, trying to put a bit of oomph in it, and it really didn't work. Well, during the lead up to the 2013 contest, she was out promoting mostly her country single, Rocks and Honey, as we all remember, with a thick Welsh accent, of course. So I downloaded the album and I thought, well, basically any of these songs in this album could have been the UK entry for Eurovision. So I was listening through to it. And I must admit, there was quite a few songs there would have stood out in that competition and really show off Bonnie Tyler's vocals, you know. And they are iconic. We all know Holding Out for a Hero. We know, you know, oh my goodness me, Total Eclipse of the Heart, the list goes on, Lost in France, that type of stuff. So I heard this song and I'm going to play it for you now. Just before we have the Eurovision Showcase news, here is Bonnie Tyler from her album Rocks and Honey. Here is All I Ever Wanted. And this should have gone to Malmö to the Eurovision 2013. What do you think? Let me know.
Everything that's ever meant anything is standing right here before my your love has touched my heart and filled every empty space inside. If I never see all my dreams come true, the one that mattered the most was you. That I know I can't live without. A whispered word, an understanding look. Baby, you know me inside out. Your hand guides me through the rain. Your love is my hope and my strength.
See, I think it kicks the pants off Believe in Me. Bonnie Tyler, All I Ever Wanted, here on the Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. It's time for your Eurovision Showcase news today on Sunday, the 9th of September. Michał Szpak, who represented Poland at the 2016 Eurovision Song Contest in Stockholm, Sweden, has released a brand new album. It's called Dreamer. It's most of them are English-speaking tracks on the album, which you can listen to via Spotify and download via iTunes and etc. Earlier this week, the Slovenian broadcaster RTVSLO have confirmed that they will be participating at the Eurovision Song Contest 2019. WeWeBlogs.com, Deben, has recorded an interview with a UK entrant in 2001, Lindsay Drakus, on the weekend of Eurostars, and you can watch that interview by going to YouTube and searching for WeWe Blogs. The long journey to selecting the host city for Eurovision 2019 is nearing its end, and the Israeli media is reporting that host broadcaster Kan has recommended that Tel Aviv is the host city for Eurovision 2019, and that the EBU is expected to accept the recommendation. The local newspaper Israel Hayom reported a few days ago that senior officials from Cannes have recommended Tel Aviv as the host city, with Tel Aviv's fairgrounds as the venue for the contest. Stay tuned to our media channels on Facebook and Twitter for the latest news on this developing story. And finally, the United Kingdom entrant in 2016, Suri, has released a brand new single. It's called Taking It Over, and it's awesome. Go and listen to it via Spotify and iTunes right this minute. And that is your Eurovision Showcase news.
Happy Eurovisioning to all the Eurovision fans out there.
Why not join JP and the team of Radio International for a weekly trip through the world of the Eurovision Song Contest?
There'll be lots of music, artist interviews and regular features including the cover spot and the Eurovision Spotlight.
Bookmark it now on your web browser, or even better, subscribe to the podcast via www.radiointernational.tv, and you will never have to miss your favourite Eurovision radio shows.
Good evening, Europe!
Have you missed a previous episode of the Eurovision Showcase? Never fear, Kieran is here. Visit the website escshowcase.podbeam.com or just search for the Eurovision Showcase on any podcast app, including iTunes and Podbean. The Eurovision Showcase on Forest FM. There is no need to be making your mind up.
Verstehen. Sie ist meine Swiss Lady. mich ein Mann aus den Bergen. Und wer sie einmal gehört hat, weiß nur, ein Alphorn klingt so schön.
There, I told you I was going to play you a song from Switzerland, which was quite funny. That was Pepe Lienhard Band with Swiss Lady representing Switzerland at the 1977 Eurovision Song Contest, coming sixth with 71 points. I love the 77 contest. Now, it was mired in controversy because the BBC camera people, the cameramen and women, went on strike, and that had to be postponed, and they had to postpone the contest, and it was a right old faff. It really, really was. And it's an interesting read. If you ever get the official story of the Eurovision Song Contest, the book written by John Kennedy O'Connor, it has a very thorough, informative piece on the 77 contest and the history, obviously, of the whole contest. Well, and I love the 77 contest too. I don't think Angela Rippon did a sterling job for everything that she had to go through during there. I never forget when the Dutch jury were arguing about the amount of points that they were given and they weren't up on the scoreboard, and Angela got quite short with them, and then he got short. The Dutch commentator who was giving out the points was getting quite short too. Awkward stuff. So anyways, let's move swiftly on to our next song before we have Live and Kicking coming up very soon. That's where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. And we are going to Lindsay Dracus now. And she has performed a cover of a Eurovision song that I love. I know my husband loves, and I'm sure you do too. This came second in 2016 for Australia. Dami Im, The Sound of Silence. Here is Lindsay Dracus singing that song. This is incredible.
Growing tired and weary, brown eyes. Trying to feel your love through FaceTime. Symphonies and dreams and highlights caught up in this crazy fast life. But baby, you're not here with me. And I keep calling, calling.
To the sound of silence.
Wasn't that awesome? Lindsay Dracus with Sound of Silence, her cover of Australia's Eurovision entry in 2016, coming second. Well, I've got a treat for you before Live and Kicking. Our next song is live from Norway, from the singing spectacular of the summertime, Allsang på Skansen. And we have the winner of the 1991 Eurovision Song Contest, Carola Hagqvist, duetting with the host of the 97 Eurovision Song Contest, Ronan Keating, and they sing the Boyzone hit song, No Matter What. Take a listen to this.
No matter what they tell you, no matter what they do, no matter what they teach you, what you believe is true. No matter what they call us, however they act, no matter where they take us, we'll find our own way back.
I can't deny what I believe. I can't be what I'm not. I know our love forever.
If only prayers were answered, then we would hear God say,
and I will keep you safe and strong and sheltered from the storm. No matter where it's barren, a dream is that's all that matters now, no matter what.
I know no matter what. That's all that matters to me.
Carola and Ronan Keating, No Matter What, from Allsang på Skansen in Norway in 2018. Yes, earlier this year. Yes, it's time for Live and Kicking. And this is a part of the Eurovision Showcase where we play a song live from the Eurovision Song Contest itself. Now we're going to the 1985 Eurovision Song Contest and the Spanish entry. Yes, this woman is a well-known Spanish artist and actress awarded with the Latin Grammy Award for Lifetime Excellence in Spanish Music. She has sold millions of records throughout her career in styles that range from melodic songs of pop and melodic songs are too pop, to be honest. She has made a large number of appearances in several musicals, such as the Spanish language premiere production of Andrew Lloyd Webber's Evita in Madrid, and other musical theatre works with Man of La Mancha, My Fair Lady, Victoria, and Sunset Boulevard. Yes, it is Paloma Celia Bastillo, and here is La Fiesta Termino for Spain 1985, coming 14th with 36 points. And just to mention, we've got commentary from the late great Sir Terry Wogan.
It's great. The Daily Central. My word, takes your breath away. This Viking, one of the few four-masted Basques remaining in the world. Very few people can pronounce it even. This is Juan Carlos Calderon, who wrote the words and the music with the Spanish entry. But he's glad now, steering this thing, but he can pronounce it. Built in Denmark, it's been used as a training ship. The Spanish entry is called The Party's Over. La Fiesta Terminó. It's been sung by a very Spanish person called Paloma San Basilio from Madrid.
Ahora tenemos una canción de España que se llama La Fiesta Terminó y canta Paloma San Basilio.
Obviously a popular
choice. Y director Juan Carlos Calderón.
That's old Juan Carlos. He wrote the words and the music, and he's Kentucky. He trusts nobody, this man. Steers the boat.
Fiesta terminó, dime a qué estás jugando. Amor, lo que pasó, pasó, dijimos se acabó. ¿Qué andas buscando? Amor, no quiero hacerte mal, mejor no insistas más, no hay magia ya en tus manos. Amor, perdón por lo de amor, me sale sin querer, tal vez porque te amamos. Thank you.
Dramatic interpretation from Paloma San Basilio. For Spain, the party's over. Fiesta terminó. Have we seen the winner yet?
Yes, and that's Spain 1985, this week's edition of Live and Kicking. And thank you for joining me, Kieran Uri-Tasiot, for an episode of the Eurovision Showcase here on Forest FM. I hope you could join me next Sunday at 5 p.m. for more amazing Eurovision Song Contest music. Follow us on Twitter at ESC Showcase. Like our Facebook page, the Eurovision Showcase. And if you'd like to send us an email, our email address is escshowcase@gmail.com. I hope you could join us next Sunday for an Estonian Eurovision special. So take care of yourselves. Arrivederci, au revoir, arrivederci, dobizenia, vislat, and toodaloo!